This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Democrats continue to warn what will happen if cuts to Medicaid go through. A Republican-led bill in Congress could cut up to $880 billion in Medicaid funding over the next decade. Experts say that could likely lead to the closing of clinics and lack of medical care, especially in rural areas. Colorado Representative Brittany Patterson spoke at a Lutheran hospital in Wheat Ridge.
Everything that we've done to increase capacity, to build up support in rural Colorado, where we see some of the lack of access to care, especially around behavioral health services. All of this is about to be completely dismantled. It's hard to not cry when we think about what is on the table.
Medicaid serves about 1.2 million people in Colorado. Three officers with the Pueblo Police Department and a suspect were shot last night in the southwestern part of the city. According to the police department, they received a call that an officer had been shot. When other law enforcement arrived on the scene, a gunfight and foot race ensued. The suspect was injured and died on the scene. All three injured police officers were taken to a local hospital. Coloradans wear seatbelts less often than most Americans. The rate is 88% in Colorado, just below the 92% rate across the U.S. A new campaign aims to change that. State Patrol Trooper Sherry Mendez says it targets teenage drivers. They have the lowest seatbelt use of any age group.
It's good to have this conversation with your teen. Remember to obey the speed limit. Remember to wear your seatbelt. If you have that conversation today, they can come back home tomorrow.
Young drivers can be pulled over for failing to buckle up. Spring starts tomorrow and temperatures are getting warmer. Denver and Colorado Springs have highs today in the 40s. It should be up in the 50s on Thursday. This is CPR News and KRCC.